Both Stacy and I have shared our own candid experiences with mental health and helping our families deal with their own. We both know firsthand that if you have ADHD, it can be overwhelming to find the right treatment. That's why we're glad to partner with Dunn. In just 1 minute, Dunn's online assessment can help kickstart your ADHD treatment journey. With experienced clinicians, worry-free refills, and online visits, you can start getting personalized care as soon as tomorrow. Take a free 1 minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Dunn for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.dunnfirst.com/podcast. Dunn, turn ADHD into your strength. Hey, this is Megan and Stacy. Welcome to another installment of What We're Cooking and Eating Now.
In this series, we each share three meals that we've recently fed our own families. We share recipe links in a document that we share and update every single time we publish one of these episodes in our free community. So you just go to the free community. Once you join, look for the pinned post, and then you'll get all the recipes. You can turn these six ideas into a meal plan for next week. It's done for you. Or you can even find other meal ideas in our weekly meal planning thread. Basically, you want to be in our free community. That's the upshot there.
Speaking of meal planning, this month we launched our audio course, Meal Planning for Everyone. This self-guided audio course will help anyone set up a meal planning system that works for their family, cooking style, and so much more.
You know, Megan, one second to linger here because we've been getting so much feedback. I'm not crazy. Literally, as I'm sitting here and recording with you, I just got a text from a friend of mine who was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Like, is it worth it, Billis? And I was really honest with her the way we are with our audience and our community when they've asked us questions in our DMs, on boards. And like, we only want people to invest in it if we think it's going to make a difference in our life, right? So asked her a bunch of questions and I was like, I think you'll like it. And already got a text, just started, obsessed.
Woo, there we go. Baby. Okay, there's nothing else left to say except for visit didn'tijustfeedyou.com/meal planning for everyone so you can also be obsessed.
Yes, be obsessed with our meal planning course. Okay, Megan, what have you been cooking this week?
So many good things. I feel like I've like had a little hot
Are you
streak.
In a groove? Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been like, ah, oh, it's nuggets. Which doesn't mean that everyone's loving it or that I'm not like kind of Venn diagramming the things that I'm choosing to cook. The very first thing I want to share, I feel like you are going to find to be like a little bit funny in the end. It is this sesame ginger chicken salad from Spoon Fork Bacon, which I feel like I've shared a couple of their recipes in this year's What We're Cooking and Eating Now. It's like there was like a honey garlic chicken that I made that I mentioned.
You know what it means?
What does it mean?
It means you're limiting your recipe sources, which is one of our hot tips for meal planning for everyone.
Yeah, you do learn a lot by doing
yes,
that. And like
totally.
Beat the overwhelm. And maybe that's why I feel like I'm on a hot streak because I'm not like spending a lot of mental energy coming up with ideas. And I'm still getting to try new things and be inspired by them. I will be honest, though, that it's their Instagram that is the draw for me. Like, I look at their Instagram. They're both food stylists originally, and now they're partners, like you and I. Like, they have different work outside of Spoon Fork Bacon, but they come together to make these recipes together. And every single one of them just looks so beautiful.
They're one of my longtime follows. Like, yes. I love them so much, Terry and Jenny.
Yes. So on the onset, this could be like an easy dish, right? Like you cook quinoa and you make it crispy by like frying it a little bit. And then you also fry some wonton strips. And then the rest of it is like finely shredded green cabbage and romaine lettuce. And you're using a rotisserie chicken and cutting up some radishes. And maybe you're adding some avocado, which actually isn't on the recipe instructions, but I feel like it's in the photo and on Instagram. So I did buy it. And then you make this like really yummy sesame ginger salad dressing. So it is like a little bit more effort, I think, than a regular weeknight meal for me. But I was so excited to eat it. I was like, okay, the chopping is fine. Like, I can handle all of that. I'll make a little quinoa in advance to be able to do this. And then when I was making it, I was like, okay, this is actually like a little bit more work. And then when I was eating it, I was like, this is really good. Like, I do enjoy the extra effort of the crispy quinoa and the fried wonton strips. But do you know what this is? This is essentially our ramen salad. Just more high effort.
Yeah, man.
Like, I could have skipped the crispy wontons and the crispy quinoa and just crunched up the ramen. Like, our sesame ginger recipe, or our dressing recipe for that recipe, is really good. Maybe theirs has a little bit more ginger in it. But like, I would have been just as satisfied by making that recipe instead. And then I was just kicking myself because I was like, my kids would have enjoyed it more. I would have put in less effort. It was good.
There you go.
I could have made their dressing recipe and then just used the base of our recipe and like split the difference. And it would have been so worthwhile.
And I think that it's worth people looking at both recipes because they have avocado and almonds. We stick to broccoli because it's just affordable, hefty, and it made it feel like nice and dinnery. You know, broccoli and chicken, it just works for families, a lot of families. But I love the idea of kind of mixing them up. Maybe, you know, ramen, our dressing with a little bit more ginger, then add almonds inspired by them or radish inspired by them. I love that idea. Crisping quinoa, like, that's a thing. I mean, I get it, and I bet it was delicious and added a great texture. That does feel like an extra step for weeknight cooking.
Yeah, it definitely was. And so I fully wanted to say that out loud. Like, okay, I was inspired by this, but I think you should check out our recipe instead.
Great.
I said it. Sorry, Tyrion.
Do it.
I love you. Okay. Next on my list. Oh, it was kind of a didn't I just feed you week, actually, because I made our chicken biscuit pot pie, which is in our recipe archive. It was like kind of cold. It was super rainy this week. And so it was just, and we had some leftover chicken. And so I was like, I'm going to make this comfort meal, which it is exactly what it sounds like. You can cook chicken or you can take leftover chicken. You cook it with like some carrots and peas and you make a gravy. And then you can either use canned biscuits or we have two biscuit recipes in our recipe archive. A quick weeknight biscuit recipe, which is really great because it's kind of like one bowl drop biscuits. Or we also have my updated southern biscuit recipe, which is what I made because I can make them very quickly. But man,
also, we have sprinkle biscuits. I need to tell you that.
But that's unrelated. More. You're not going to put sprinkle biscuits on top of your chicken pot pie.
We do have three biscuit recipes. Which yes. I love. It makes me happy.
Yes. So just a huge hit. And I sometimes worry that like the pot pie, the kids won't love because it's kind of like soup adjacent and the biscuit gets like so tender and almost dumpling like on the bottom of it. But both kids ate it up. I think it just hit in that like it's still winter, cold, wet and rainy dinner.
Yes. I love that. That was it, like a one pot.
That was it.
It has biscuit, it has chicken,
protein,
it has
veg, starchy carb, and it was good. There were no leftovers also,
yes.
I want to say, which is both a good and bad thing. Okay, and then the other thing was also inspired by Didn't I Just Feed You? I used our carnitas recipe to make a big batch of pulled pork, which we had as like quesadillas one night, but we also had it as like barbecue chicken sandwiches. So I bought some store-bought barbecue sauce and like tossed the shredded pork in that. And then in the meal plan for everyone early bird package, there was this meal plan where we also shared a like super easy coleslaw. And so I made that for topping it. And I did do potato wedges, like roasted potato wedges, almost like steak fries for a side for the kids because they're not really into coleslaw. But that was also a huge hit. And I'm so glad, so thankful to Sunday Megan, who was like, oh, I'm going to do a big batch of pulled pork because it has made many meals this week. ButcherBox is our secret to better back pocket meals on the fly during busy seasons like spring. They make it easy to choose a box of our family's favorite proteins that get delivered straight to our door. With the freezer stocked with 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, there's no running to the store for last-minute dinner ingredients. Plus, with free ground beef for life, we know that when meetings or soccer practice run late, we always have a reliable family favorite on hand for a quick dinner with ButcherBox's high-quality meats and a few pantry staples. That's right. ButcherBox is giving our listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Visit butcherbox.com/DIJFY and use code DIJFY to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/DIJFY and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Stacey, I don't know about you, but I've been in a major spring cleaning mode, including purging and organizing my closet. I'm putting away winter sweaters and donating things that don't work for me anymore, but I'm so excited to be pulling out some of my favorite items from Quince to put back into rotation.
Totally. I love the pieces that I bought from Quince last year, too. And neither of us should really be surprised. We love Quince for their quality. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Which means I can actually add some pieces back to my closet after my spring clear out. I love the linen pants and top I got last season so much, but my next purchase is one of Quince's gorgeous 100% washable silk skirts.
Oh, that's so pretty. And the best part? All Quince items, from silk to 14-karat gold, are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I snagged my favorite oversized cashmere boyfriend cardigan from Quince instead of any other brand.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/DIJFY for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere, and while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone. Even our last-minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up and the process is automated so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today.
Once upon a time, the Greek myths helped us understand the world and our place within it. They still do.
Zeus, we have finished your weapons.
Thunderbolts, just as I saw in my vision.
Whoa, that almost hit me.
Need to improve my aim.
To not hit me, right?
Live from Mount Olympus spins these ancient tales for today's tweens and their grown-ups.
I, Zeus, King of the Gods, command that you listen to Live from Mount Olympus wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know what's crazy? Barbecue chicken sliders were on my list this week using the slaw that we developed for that freebie too, for that meal plan, that back pocket meal plan.
Yeah. So did you make that this week or have you not made it yet? Okay.
No, I
and
did.
How did it go?
I made it. It was great. It was so easy. So I got chicken thighs and I just threw them in the Instant Pot with a little bit of barbecue sauce and a little bit of broth for cooking purposes. Pulled it out. I actually made that on Super Bowl Sunday just to like have. And then the day that we ate it up, I like pulled it out, tossed it with store-bought barbecue sauce just to coat it and make it like really, you know, when it comes out of the Instant Pot, even if it's cooked in barbecue sauce, all of the liquid that releases from the chicken, it doesn't really coat. It keeps the chicken moist, but it doesn't coat it with like a nice thick coating of BBQ sauce. So I tossed it in more barbecue sauce. I took Hawaiian rolls, you know, cut it down the middle, like the whole tray of them, not individual ones. I laid down some pepper jack, piled the barbecue chicken on top, wrapped that whole thing in aluminum foil and put it in the oven. And while that warmed up, I made a quick slaw with a bag of pre-made slaw mix and our very simple, easy slaw dressing. And then we put that on top. And it was delicious. Also cooked it with, I had some potatoes from actually like a couple of weeks ago, to be completely honest, baby potatoes that were still good because they were in the coldest part of the fridge. They were surviving, but I was like, I wanted to do sweet potato wedges. But since I had those baby potatoes, I just roasted them up with garlic and smashed them a little bit and just had roasted potatoes on the side. Very similar dinner.
I know. We're like on the same wavelength and I love it. Also, shout out to Sliders. I don't think I do that enough. And my kids love Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that on the meal plan for next week. Okay, what else did you cook this week after your sliders?
So a Japanese curry with a simple like sushi shop style salad that just had crunchy romaine, some avocado, have cherry tomatoes and cucumber. And I made Eric Kim's carrot ginger dressing on the New York Times because I've made it before and it's a winner. It's so good. It's so easy. Just everything in a blender. Love it. And the Japanese curry, not a particular recipe. I had some big carrots that were going to go bad. I had some potatoes, just cut those into big chunks. Had chicken, and then I used golden curry blocks, the mild. And, you know, you just followed the directions on the curry package.
Could
to
you
make the sauce.
Summarize what the difference is between a Japanese curry and like an Indian curry flavor wise? So people might know what to expect if they grab one of the packets.
That's a great question. And it's a hard answer. I think of Japanese yellow curry as being a little less spice forward. I mean, it's a curry, so it's a spice mix, right? Yeah. But it isn't like it does have turmeric, I believe. To be honest, I don't know like the breakdown of a classic Japanese curry spice blend versus an Indian, but there wouldn't be like cardamom, there wouldn't be clove. It's not as ginger forward. It's just kind of like think of curry, but a little less like spice forward, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect summary of it. And I think that positioning it that way might like encourage Emmett to try it.
Yeah,
right.
That's
like
a
not
great
as spicy
point.
And that it's like Japanese because he's very interested in Japanese culture. So that's part of why I was asking.
Yeah, totally. I do think it is a nice entree into curries.
Yes.
You know, and then if you like Japanese curry or that sounds a little mild for your taste, you can golden curry also has Japanese curry in medium and hot spice levels. So there are options and we'll put a link to our Amazon storefront.
Nice.
But that's always like a winning dinner for us.
And just you did you say over rice? That's the story.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Over rice. Okay. And my last dinner is a dinner for me that nobody freaking liked. And I was really annoyed by it.
I'm laughing, but I love you. I love you for having the courage to do that and to talk about it here.
So Mike liked it. The kids are like, WTF. Like, they cannot deal. So I was prepared for this. So I will say that I kind of knew what was going to happen. I've mentioned this dish before. When I traveled to Ikaria in Greece, I learned about a dish that I believe is regional, certainly not from the part of Greece that my family is from. Actually, my family is from two different parts of Greece, but it wasn't a dish I was familiar with. It's called soufiko, and it's basically a Greek-style ratatouille. But the way I learned to make it when I went to Ikaria was by baking it. So basically, I used the convection function on my oven, and I, you know, slice vegetables into, you know, maybe half-inch thick slices. Eggplant is always a part of it, but I'll talk about the variety of vegetables in a second. And then I just salt, pepper, olive oil, get them nice and, like, toasty. You want them to be tender but crispy around the edges. And potato is also always a part of it. And then you, in the meantime, make a very simple tomato sauce. This sounds hard. It's really not. You can use crushed tomatoes from a can, but this works even in the winter. Just grate some fresh tomatoes. Just take a box grater and grate them. The skin will just, that's what you'll end up with. And you'll just end up with the pulp of the tomato, a ton of olive oil, the tomato pulp. If you do grate it, but let's say it's winter and the tomatoes aren't giving you quite as much flesh and puree as you need, you can augment that with tomato puree or a can of crushed tomatoes. But basically, it's just a lot of olive oil, leeks, onion, and then the tomatoes. And I already talked about those. And you just like cook it down, not even a very long time. Salt until it tastes delicious and really, really simple and has the essence of tomato. And then you take a baking dish, you put the sauce down, like a lasagna. You put a little bit on the bottom. Then you put a layer of the cooked potatoes, sliced potatoes. Then a little more sauce, a layer of the cooked eggplant. A layer of sauce. This time I did roasted red peppers because it's winter. In the summer, I would include zucchini for sure. This one was just potato, eggplant, and pepper. And then you layer it up again. Potato, sauce, eggplant, sauce, etc. And then you bake it. So it cooks a little bit more, especially with the tomato sauce. And that's it. Like you cut it up as you would a lasagna. I had crusty bread. I had a bunch of olives, some feta cheese. That was dinner.
But wait, I feel like you
delish.
Yeah. And I feel like you've made it like you made it in the summer.
I did, but I was as a summer. Side,
yeah.
I was ballsy and I tried to serve it as dinner, just vegetables. What kind of nerve do I have putting a vegetable casserole in front of these children? I kind of knew. So what I did was I left some of the sauce on the side.
Okay.
And I cooked a box of orzo in it.
There we go. Like last minute.
No, I knew. While it baked, I cooked the orzo. Like I was intentional about it. But it did give me the idea that every time I make soufiko, I should make extra of this sauce. And, like, what a great way to use it up, like, yeah, to cook the orzo in it. It's almost like an orzo risotto style. I had to add a little bit of broth to have enough cooking liquid. But then it was, like, this very flavorful, like, tomato orzo-y dish that had a lot of leeks and onions in it, finished with a little bit more olive oil, and they mostly ate orzo.
But they ate.
And bread. And bread.
Orzo and bread. Good for them. And also good for you.
Mike and I loved it. Of course, we couldn't eat the whole thing and the kids barely ate any of the soufiko. It's the kind of dish that's great the next day or 2 days later. So Mike and I ate the whole thing, leftovers for lunch.
Amazing. A little gift for your future self.
Delicious. And that is what we cooked. A whole lot of winners and one dud in my house.
But like, does it count as a dud?
I know. No.
If half of you enjoyed it and there were leftovers, I feel like that's a win. Maybe you're not going to put it on your like dinner winner list, but
I do for me. It does start to feel more and more different as my kids are older. That like it's, I just like being really clear about it because I know that like when my kids were even 10 and 11, it's not something I would have done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it just is more trouble than it's worth. And I also would have cared more about what they ate. Now I'm like, you know what? You're nearly adults. Go do what you want. Like, I cooked you a really good dinner. It's healthy. It's delicious. Eat it or go. Go, child.
All right.
That's my attitude.
Let's go on
let's
to our,
do it. To
free
our community. Yeah, you guys, don't forget that any products we mention, ingredients, recipes, we add it to our list. It's pinned in a post in our free community. All you have to do to join us there is share your email, which we never share with anyone. So what are you waiting for?
Go on to denigisfeedyou.com/community. And hey, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, where we are at denigisfeedyou. A huge thank you to our producer, Samantha Gatzik. I'm Megan.
And I'm Stacey. Stay sane and well-fed.